I don't get a kick from Champagne, but I definitely get a kick from Washington signing Von Miller. They did that last night. It's the Kevin Sheehan Show with Denton Day sitting in for Kevin at the Denton Day on the Twitter. I loved waking up to the news. I don't love waking up at 4:30. I do like waking up at 4:30 when I find out that my team signed a new defensive end, and the particular defensive end that I wanted them to sign. You know, I'm looking right now, Max, at the available free agents, and it's a bunch of old dudes. Duh. I mean, if you were young, you would have been signed at this point. By now, it's a bunch of old dudes that are available, and of the old dudes, Von Miller was the guy that I wanted. And my expectations for him are, I feel like, at a very fair spot. I do not think that Von Miller is going to come in and be the exact same guy that won Super Bowl MVP when he was with Denver and was not just the MVP of the Super Bowl, but legitimately one of the best players in the NFL point-blank period. Pound for pound, one of the best players in football that took a defense and an offense that had a quarterback with a broken frickin' neck to a Super Bowl and then beat the MVP. I know that he is not going to be that in 2025. But I do think Von Miller can come in and provide a specialty that was severely lacking from Washington's defense last year, which is a pass rushing specialty. He played 332 snaps in both the regular season and playoffs. 332 snaps. And only once last year in Buffalo did he play over 30 snaps in a game. My expectation is that that number gets a little bit lower in Washington, but you have Von Miller for about 15 to, we'll say, 22 snaps per game. You get him 15 to 22 snaps, and you get a couple TFLs, and you get a couple of sacks. And you say, hey, at 36 years old, on a one-year deal, you made plays. And you can get really, really creative with Von Miller and Frankie Louvu and Dorrance Armstrong, who they seemingly are still very much happy with. Dorrance Armstrong played really well in the postseason, and he came up with some very, very clutch plays. Some strip sacks, forced fumbles on Jared Goff. I saw that in Quarterback. Let me tell you what, I loved that final episode of Quarterback. I watched that this week. Jared Goff's wife was crying. I was not. I was celebrating that one. That was a great time.
Bro, I was dancing. I was Millie rocking.
Congratulations to them. They just had a child. I'm happy for them. I actually did end up liking Jared Goff in Quarterback. I was celebrating that final episode. It was my favorite one of the season. Anyway, they like Dorrance Armstrong. They like Frankie Louvu. You can get really creative by potentially putting three guys out there, three edge guys, and then you're crafting matchups. That's what I'm going to be really interested to see with Joe Witt Jr. It felt like last season he was operating with a hand tied behind his back, and that was because defensively on the back end, they weren't exceptionally strong. On the front end, they weren't exceptionally strong. In fact, outside of like Quan Martin, Bobby Wagner, and Frankie Louvu, there was not a whole lot of strength on that defense last year. I think they have really made it a key point to get better in various different areas than they were last year. And that allows Joe Witt to be what we want him to, which is a guy that coaches hard, fast, and has a defense that forces turnovers. Because I know I need some damn turnovers this year on this defense. I want that turnover margin to be sky high. Like, we're talking double digits throughout the course of the season, because I know offensively, at least the quarterback is not going to turn the football over. I can't speak to fumbles that cost the team against Philadelphia in the championship game. I can't speak to fumbles. But I know when it comes to interceptions, the quarterback ain't throwing many. So if you can create a bunch of interceptions and your quarterback ain't throwing a bunch of interceptions, you're going to have multiple 10-plus wins easy. So I'm excited about that element of it. As far as Von Miller himself goes, I need four good games. Give me four good games for Von Miller, and this one-year deal for a 36-year-old is going to be considered a success. What does a good game mean? I need sacks, I need some turnovers, but I need them at clutch points in the game. I love a first quarter strip sack. It's great. It kind of sets the tone for a game. But if you give me the option of a first quarter strip sack or a fourth quarter strip sack. Give me the fourth quarter. That completely could put a spear, pun intended, a spear into the opposition and their offense, and it gets the ball back to Jayden Daniels. If you give Jayden Daniels, and he showcased this last season, if you give him the football with like 7 minutes left, you are not touching the football again. He is that good. Only a few quarterbacks have that capability. He is one of the few that if you give that football to him with 7 minutes left, you might not see it again. It's a very, very rare thing to have. So I need four good games from Von Miller. If he has four and a half, between 4.5 to 8.5 sacks in 2025, this is a good deal. If he gets more than 8.5 sacks in 2025, I will see all of you at the lottery, whether you live in Maryland, Virginia. I don't even know if DC does Powerball, but if they do start doing Powerball, I'll see at the DC lottery. Like if Von Miller has more than 8.5 sacks in 2025 on somewhere around 250 to 300 snaps, we are all going to hopefully be rich because someone is cashing out on that lottery. But I'm excited to see what Von Miller is going to do, and I'm excited for the wisdom that he is going to impart on some of the younger players on this roster that you have high hopes for. Javonte Jean-Baptiste is a guy that is almost becoming like, I don't want to say a Colts fan favorite, but I think if you tell someone outside of this fan base about Javonte Jean-Baptiste, they will go to ESPN or Pro Football Focus, or Pro Football Reference, rather, wherever you get your stats. Maybe you're a sicko when you get it from like Fox Sports. I don't think there are many people that go to Fox Sports for stats, but maybe there are. Wherever you get your stats, you would pull up Javonte Jean-Baptiste stats, and you'd be like, why are you raving about a guy that had like one sack? They don't understand it. In this fan base, we understand it. There's something there that you hope is going to mature and develop over the course of his next, certainly this year, and then maybe some years to come. Von Miller could be really, really crucial in the development of a guy like a Javonte Jean-Baptiste. He can also be crucial in the development of a lot of the younger players on the offensive line. We had a commenter on our YouTube page. We are on YouTube each and every day here on the Kevin Sheehan Show from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Subscribe to the Team 980 if you are not. We're also live on Twitter as well, so you can watch us on there. But we had a commenter say in the chat that he could also help Josh Connerly. And that's a fantastic point. Connerly, a young rookie that you have really high hopes for playing right tackle this year, and then potentially taking over and being a franchise left tackle when Laremy Tunsil decides to hang it up or goes the separate ways, what have you. But you have this guy that you drafted late in the first round with the hopes that he is going to be around for a while. And you can throw Brandon Coleman into that conversation as well, because they love and think very highly of Brandon Coleman. You now have your young offensive lineman being able to work and pick the brain of one of the best pass rushers to ever play the game. That is such an incredible luxury to have. The moves that you see a lot of these guys doing across the NFL, well, Von Miller knows all those moves. And he can help the offensive line work out how to defend those moves. I mean, look across just this particular division. Philadelphia's defensive front is frightening. New York's defensive front is frightening. Dallas's defensive front, mostly because of Parsons, but they are frightening. If you get to go up against Von Miller every single day in practice and pick his brain, he almost becomes like this pseudo player coach. It will be unique because Von Miller has by far the best defensive player on the roster. I mean, Bobby Wagner is going to be a first ballot Hall of Famer, but prime Von Miller, I would say, was a little bit above prime Bobby Wagner. Being able to have that depth of knowledge on the defense is going to be a massive, massive win. This is one of the reasons why I think they made this trade, and they didn't have to do it in March. You didn't have to do it in April. You had the luxury of Von Miller being okay at 36 years old to wait. I can't imagine we'll see him a ton in training camp, Max. You'll see him a little bit, but I can't imagine you'll see him a ton. He's 36. I mean, they barely had Zach Ertz and Bobby Wagner out there. Last year they had him out there, but there was a lot of rest days for those veterans. I imagine that Von Miller will have a fair share, a very healthy amount of rest days in training camp, but just him constantly being out there is a very, very, very nice luxury to have. So I am very happy that Adam Peters made this move. He was the guy I wanted. I know a lot of people pointed to Jadeveon Clowney. I like Jadeveon Clowney. I'm good. I think Von Miller brings, we talk about intangibles, Von Miller brings some intangibles that Jadeveon Clowney does not. Some of these other guys, like a Preston Smith, I'm good. Matthew Judon, respectfully, King, I'm good. I wanted Von Miller, and they went out and got Von Miller. So I'm pretty happy about waking up to news like that. I do not like 24. Don't like that. He posted a photo on Twitter. He kind of announced this himself, I think.
He did. He kept it under wraps. He did a very good job.
That's a couple different players that have done that. Sauce Gardner announced his own contract extension. I'm pretty sure Jalen Ramsey announced his trade and then contract extension to the Pittsburgh Steelers. So Von Miller has joined the class of players reporting their own news. I'm not a reporter. I don't mind that. Take their jobs. Some of them, what do I care? 24 on a pass rusher, though, it's kind of weird.
And we don't forget, we still got some time till numbers are finalized at the beginning of the season. 24 is almost egregious.
But so, like, what's a good pass rushing number? Like, there's no 59 on the roster right now. But there's every other 50 number. In fact, there's two 51s. So someone's going to get got there. 48 is taken. 48 looks kind of weird. He wore 40 in Buffalo and Los Angeles. 40 is currently occupied by Tyler Owens. Like, I don't know if Von Miller is tied to 40 the way that, like, Jaden Daniels was tied to number 5 when he came out of college. I don't know that he's that up on the number, because he did wear 50. He wore 58 in Denver, which was his first team. 58 is currently worn by Jordan McGee, so you can't wear that one unless you want to pay for it. But I don't know how much he loves those numbers. What about 9? Is 9 an okay pass rushing number? Like, if he just goes single digits? 9
feels
like
that
weird. Less than 24?
Well, then neither are good.
Neither are great. I mean, 24 is like a defensive back and a running back number.
Put him in 44.
Can't do that one.
No, you nope, can't. Do that one. No, you can't do that one. It's, can't do that yeah, one. They're jammed up, man. It's, yeah,
I mean,
they
are
tough to
really
find a good number
up
on this team.
Like, all of the 90s are taken up. All right, maybe 24 is what it is. Now, you only have 53 members of the roster, so eventually, like, one of those numbers should open up, but 24 it is, I guess. I do like that he posted that picture in the burgundy, though. Not the red, not the cranberry, not the Arizona Cardinals. He posted that in real burgundy. Did have a Captain C on, though. I don't know if that was his marketing team or his AI. Maybe take the Captain C off, like, slow the roll a little bit there, but I like that he posted in the burgundy. So Von Miller is a member of the Washington Commanders. They tighten up at least a little bit of the pass rushing issue that they have, because they have a pass rushing issue. It's been arguably the worst thing about this offseason is that they have not taken the steps to address the long-term pass rushing issue. They don't have a game wrecker. They still don't. Von Miller is not a game wrecker, but at the very least, you have a guy that you can plug and play in various different spots, clutch spots during the course of the year, and then maybe hope Javonte Jean-Baptiste to go from more of this cult hero in our fan base to a guy that actually makes plays on a big-time level. We'll wrap the show up coming up next. Get you set for Chris Russell, who takes over at 1 p.m. here on the Team 980. It is the Kevin Sheehan Show with Dent Day sitting in for Kevin on a Thursday. Don't go anywhere. We're back.
All right, let you all be the first to help me welcome Von Miller to Washington. Last night he announced via his Instagram caption, DC, what's good? The 8-time Pro Bowler, 3-time All-Pro, and 2-time Super Bowl champion has signed a 1-year deal in Washington to chase another Super Bowl ring, and Washington gets their much-needed pass rusher. Bobby Wagner has been named to the NFL Top 100. He ranks 74th overall as voted on by the players. He's heading into year 14, and Bobby ranks 10th all-time in terms of NFL tackles. The Chargers, they placed Najee Harris on the non-football injury list following a superficial eye injury he suffered during a 4th of July fireworks incident. And last night, the Wizards, they fall to the Utah Jazz in the Summer League 86-76. The Wiz Kids, Alex Sarr, Bub Carrington, Keyshawn George, Will Riley, and Trey Johnson all did not play due to a coach's decision. A.J. Johnson led the team in points for the second game in a row. He had 25. And the MLB All-Star, Ketel Marte, his home was robbed during the All-Star break. This is likely in connection with a slew of athletes having their homes robbed while traveling for games, including Joe Burrow and Patrick Mahomes. Items that were stolen include a litany of personal items as well as jewelry. This update is sponsored by the Team 980 YouTube. YouTube page. Just open the app, type in the Team 980, hit subscribe. Kevin Sheehan is live from 10 to 1 and Craig Hoffman from 4 to 7. Don't forget to like the streams and turn on notifications to stay up to date on all things DC sports. And that is what's trending.